Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. A little chilly, but weather's supposed to shape up really nice for the weekend. We'll take that. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the outdoor show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, looking at weather right now down in Galveston on the island. It's 47 degrees, feels like 44. And those winds are kind of a north-northwest right now at about 6. Today they're calling for a few showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours. There's some light stuff coming from the west, kind of easing our way, but it's not much to it as far as a lot of rainfall. It looks like light rain mostly. Today we're looking at north-northeast winds 15 to 25. That's what they're calling for right now. They're down. They'll be backing off to about 5 to 10 sometime at late during the night, but that rain chance today is 40% tonight. Overcast skies again, low of 52, northeast winds 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, cloudy, early in the morning with partial sunshine expected late in the day. Skies will be clearing. Slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 62, so that's a plus. East winds 5 to 10, so looks like shaping up for a decent weekend anyway. We'll take it. Tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. And there's two of them, just like yesterday. We have a low coming up at 9:44 a.m. It's a negative 0.9. Then a high at 6:30 p.m. It's a 1.7. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m. And sunset this evening, 5:21 p.m. Moon phase right now is 99%. And looking at current conditions around the area here, pretty much water temps are all below 60 now. With this cool snap, we're looking at the Galveston Channel right now. It is 47 degrees down there with 60-degree water. North winds 10 to 16. And at Eagle Point, it is 46 degrees with 55-degree water. And north wind at 10 to 14. And Morgan's Point, it's 44 degrees with 58-degree water. And north-northwest wind at 14 to 18. I'm not that far from Morgan's Point. I'm not seeing that kind of wind. It's got a little west in it, but not that strong. But that's right on the water, too. So that's where we're at. All right, let's get to our phone lines. Let's run up to Lake Livingston now to Penwall Campground and Marina up there, and let's talk to Mr. Jody Blair this morning and see how things are going up that way. What's going on in Livingston? Good morning, Jody. What's up?
Good morning. It's nice and chilly and drizzly out here. Been like that for a couple of days.
It has been. Winter's here finally.
It's like here. My bones are telling the truth, and they're not lying to me this time. So
the water, cold.
It is, but you know what, I'm enjoying it. I can put on my layers, and you know I worked really hard to put on this fluff for winter and, you know, survive the cold. So, But yeah, the water's looking good. Normal stain. It's like right, sitting about 56 degrees. It's 0.20 feet above pool. So we've got some rain. It kind of, it's filling it back up out here. So yeah, we're at full pool. The water, it's visibly, it was improving, but now it's drizzling again and raining off and on. So it might take a little bit to, you know, clear back up, hopefully for the weekend, but the weekend's here, so we'll see. And it's been really slow. Like, I guess all the hunters are out and fishing is not their forte right now, but I mean, it's been really slow, which has surprised me. The bass are active, especially around submerged timbers and, you know, rocky points. The white bass, they're schooling along the main river channel, producing on spoons and small shad style lures. And then the, you know, the rest of the bass, they're hitting on those plastics, topwater baits, crank baits. Crappie, they're scattered around brush piles and standing timbers about 10 to 20 feet. And they're biting on minnows and small jigs. The catfish, they're fair. The blue channel, they're hitting on those on the cut bait and punch bait, about 10 to 25 feet.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're out there. It's still fishable. It's just it's real slow. Activity slow right now.
Yeah, it's not a good time. You know, Lake Livingston doesn't, and a lot of people don't fish this time of year.
Yeah, they're out hunting. They're out getting those, you know, those big bucks.
Well, trying to anyway. It's been been kind of spotty through East Texas on good bucks this year. I mean, there's been some nice ones killed, but it there's so many acorns this year, they're having trouble getting them to come to corn or anything else where they can get a shot at them.
Well, because we haven't had, you know, that freeze to kill off that, you know, kill off that their candy. My dad used to call it, they got enough candy on the ground. So they're not going to be going to those feeders. They could stay right around where they lay down and eat there until the big freezes come and get all that, you know, candy away from them. Then they'll be coming out to those feeders.
Has there been a lot of much rain up there? It looked like some areas up there got a little over 4 to 5 inches, you know, out of this.
We did. The past couple of days, I would say not last night, but the night before last, and then a couple of nights before then, it was like a downpour, which on this metal roof, it was great sleeping weather. So the property is nice and soppy right now. I keep having to pick my outfits around my rain boots, so I'm not walking out there in my good shoes. But it's been pretty sloppy out there. But But it's nice to see the water come back up.
Yeah, yeah. I think I read it 131.33. So you're about 3 or 4 inches above pool. That's good.
I think
the dam's running about 6,500 or something the last time I looked at it.
I didn't check that this round, but yeah, it's I can always tell when it's coming back up and it's getting back to normal when I have just a little bit of water right before my where you get out to get your gas. Yeah. Where you can step out and it's not going over.
Right.
So
that's easy to stay in contact with there. Well, hopefully the lake will stay at normal pool, and we won't get any torrential rains to flood our bay system out down here.
I hope not.
Everything comes through Livingston, you know, to come to Galveston Bay down to Trinity River.
And, you know, and I didn't realize how much came through the Trinity River, but I was doing my research on it. And, you know, the whole city of Livingston, basically, I mean, the whole city of Houston, we supply, or the Trinity River supplies the water for the whole, So, I mean, we're pretty important, and that makes me feel good.
Well, it does, and it doesn't for me. The last 10 years, there's been a lot of water come down that Trinity watershed.
And it just makes your property fill up pretty fast, huh?
Well, yeah, Trinity Bay catches it first, and then it, you know, works its way through all the Galveston Bay system. But, it, you know... Yeah. We need fresh water. It helps the bay system, but too much of it hurts it. The salinity levels get too low for oysters and everything else, and that's what we've been fighting a lot of, you know, in Galveston Bay for the last 10, 12 years. You know, we had that drought back in like 2011 through 2014, and kind of messed the oysters up with too high of salinity levels, and then – Then the big flood starting in 2015, you know, you had all those years starting then up to now that a lot of fresh water. So it's the oyster's been taking a lick, and our fishery has too. You know, this fishery, it thrives off of live oyster beds.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
We used to go out there to El Jardin, and my husband would go wade fishing out there. There was an oyster reef out there that he would get up on top of, and he would be out there, you know, standing on top of it doing his fishing. And next thing you know, he said you'd see these people just pop up out of the water. And then he's like, you know, what are they doing down there? And they would come up with oysters. They would go down, you know, I don't know how they did it with that tide, but they would go down in there and they you know, get up on that oyster reef and, you know, pluck off those oysters and think they got them a gold mine. It messed up his fishing.
I just received a text message from a listener wanting to know if what the launch fee was at Penwall, like for two kayaks, no trailer, just sliding.
Kayaks, you know, if you mention that you heard us on the radio, you get that free launch.
Oh,
but
well, that's cool.
Normally do, yeah. If kayaks, I'll usually do it the same as a day pass, a $5, you know, but like I said, if whoever comes down and wants to launch a boat or kayaks, they mention they heard us here on the radio, they get that free boat launch.
Oh, that's neat. Well, there you go.
And normally, like I said, it's $10 for the boats and $5, you know, per person for, you know, kayaks. But mention you heard us here, and it's on us.
You mentioned day permit. What is that?
Permit, people will come in, and it's like a day pass. They'll come in, and they'll fish the banks for $5 a person. Yeah.
Well, that's reasonable.
Yeah. And right now, you know, Harry didn't let them fish off those boat slips. But he said they were private property. But, you know, pooey on that. If you want to go to the bottom of those, you know, the end of those boat piers and fish, that's where you're going to get your crappie. I'm not going to tell you no.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So,
well,
yep.
It won't be long. It'll be that time of year. And
The crappie, I mean, from what I hear, it's the best time because the water's cooling down. They're excited. They're coming out. But like I said, the best place to get them is going to be on our boat, like right underneath our boat slips and, you know, around scattered brush piles and, you know, that stand in timber. So we have a lot of that stand in timber around that slough.
Yeah, you do. That's the good old hardwoods, you know, that's what I always heard about, you know, for years and years. You've been hearing about like Kickapoo Creek area starting in the wintertime into the early spring. There's some good crappie holes.
People get slabs. Yep, we get a really, really busy right about now, and then it dies off because it gets too cold. And then about March, between February and March, it picks back up, and then April, we're booming. So,
well, cool.
But we still have some spots out there. If anybody's looking, come on out. You know, we're still running that incentive where if you want to rent for 6 months, you get a month, your third month free. 12 months, you'll get your sixth and 12th month free.
Okay. Well, cool.
So,
all right. Well, give them some info how they can reach out to you up there or drop in and get some minnows.
You can drop in at any time. Yeah, drop on in. We're still not carrying minnows right now, but we do have everything else. I'm trying to talk them into letting me go ahead and get some more minnows since the construction's over in the office and in the store. But 420 Penwall Marina, and give me a call at 936-209-4819, and I'll give you detailed directions. Or look us up online at Penwaugh, PENWAUGH, RVResort.com, or email me at PenwaughResort@WGP, as in Paul, P as in Paul, M as in Mary.com, and I'll respond back.
All right, Jody. Well, good report and good talking to you. And
you
survived Thanksgiving like the rest of us.
Gobbled till I wobbled. I'm still wobbling.
Man, I feel like the Goodyear blimp.
All right. I know it. That's why we don't do turkey back to back. We do surf and turf on Christmas.
There you go. Seafood's kind of good for Christmas, too. I like
That's
it.
That's right.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week. You be safe.
Sounds good. Yes, sir.
Thanks,
you as
Jody.
Well.
All right.
You're
later.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Jody Blair up at Penwall in Lake Livingston. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, speaking of them, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and no better place to have your wild game processed than the Belleville Meat Market. Excellent service, three-lane drop-off, makes it convenient. They unload your game for you, take it inside on a cart. You just tell the person there how you want it made and what you want done with it, and they'll track it all the way through the process. That assures you get back the meat you took good care of. And check out their, you know, with Christmas coming up, it's not too early to go ahead and order those nice gift boxes you can get from the Belleville Meat Market. You can set it up the way you want and send it to the people that are special for you for Christmas. What a great gift it makes. And check out their meat market. Nothing like it. Full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve it all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's get cranked up this next segment with Captain Tommy Alexander and Matt Agorda, man. Tommy boy, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Mickey? What's up?
Not a lot. Just early morning.
Just the wind.
Well, there's a little bit.
I felt it a second ago when I stepped down on the porch, so I figured it was.
They're calling for it to kind of lay down, but I don't know. Everything I'm seeing is 14, 16, 18.
I knew it. I mean, if it's blowing here, it's usually pretty hard down there.
Yeah.
I can see the trees moving a little bit in the yard.
Yeah. You're up in Bay City, hard yesterday. Right?
It blew hard yesterday. I know that.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, you better have your right gear on if you're going to go fishing right now. A lot of guys are getting real cold out there, but they're not layering up and wearing the right gear to break that wind, you know?
No, it's pretty chilly.
Yeah.
It's downright cold. Yep, went straight. I mean, we definitely went straight to winter.
Well, sure. We kind of knew that was going to happen. It's not, hey, November, how can you ask for a nicer weather November than what we had? Jeez.
Yeah, well, it didn't even feel like November. It was pretty much like, I don't know what it felt like, but it was nice.
I'll take that weather again. But, hey, the bite was okay in November, but not like it is now. These fish are lighting up now, buddy. Water temps.
Yeah, they I had bad days in November too. My November was up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a lot of people had the same thing, Tommy. Same thing.
Yeah, I had some great days, but I had some real slow ones too.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, now I mean, I didn't fish yesterday or nothing, but they were snapping. I mean, I heard from Charlie and Glenn and everybody I know 2 days ago. I guess it was they just went off the hook. I mean, they were
right.
You know, a couple of days ago, they smoked them. Everybody caught them like ever, you know, big time.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't fished the last couple of days. But yeah, I mean, this definitely did it. I mean, I'm sure they're, as soon as it calms back down, it's going to be big time.
Yeah, and a lot of guys I know, they're getting canceled on because the weather's kind of, well, for us, we're used to it, you know, and you guys yeah. are used to fishing it and everything, but for the average Joe, they're not liking that 48 to 50 for a high with the winds and drizzling rain and all that. They're not, a lot of people's bookings are dropping like flies at the last minute.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I lost one this week, too, one or two this week. At the beginning of the week, when it did rain, though, that one day I was supposed to go, it rained like all day long.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, not wanting to go in that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
Because a lot of these people don't have the gear we have for that kind of conditions.
But
even the good gear we've got, I mean, you spend enough time out in it, and it's raining hard enough, and you're going to get wet anyway. It's going to find its way to find that dry layer underneath.
Yeah.
It always does.
I mean, unless you're wearing waders.
Yeah, if you'll put waders on and then cinch up, yeah, that's a different story.
Raincoat, cinch up, you know, that's about your only way to fool. Or some real good bibs with some waterproof boots.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a good jacket and cinch it all up. That's your main deal. I didn't have a whole lot this week, though, anyway. I got four trips next week, I know, and I think next week looks pretty decent.
Yeah, better than this week.
Yeah.
But then we're on the backside of the full moon next week. This is the week to really get after it with that full moon. Fish moving
good. Yeah, and it's been pretty weird weather. But, no, I mean, it's been, like I said, the fishing's, when you can get out there, it's good. It's good.
Bass fishing. This is river weather for you guys, too. At least y'all got that river you can crawl up in.
Yeah.
Get out of. Makes it
If you were just had to fish and it was doing all this, you could definitely go in the river. And that river, too, that thing has been weird. I mean, for me, anyway, you go in there and catch 100 and it's every cast, and then you go right back the next day and you couldn't find them. Goodbye, bite. It happened to me a couple times, man. Just like lights out. I mean, you stop the boat, put the trolling motor out, and you're done. And then you're like, man, we got them, you know, and then you go back the next day and they're nowhere to be found.
That hurts.
Yeah. It's like, I know they're in there, but they're picking and choosing days to eat or something.
Well, we see that a lot, every other day patterns.
Yeah, every other day pattern. I see that a lot.
In the summer, sometimes they're on a every 2 or 3 day bite.
Yeah, every two. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I remember a couple stretches, it seemed like every 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But bass fishing should be getting cranked up, you know, too. I mean, they should be moving up, and that should be – it's about that time.
Yeah. Rattle
it's
traps.
It's about that time. Yeah.
It's rattle trap season, crankbaits.
No, it's there. We're there. There's actually two – there's two for sure tournaments tomorrow on Conroe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, there's two different ones that I know of. One of them I was supposed to fish. I was going to fish, and then my partner that I was going to fish it with, something came up and he couldn't fish it. So I'm not going to do it.
Well.
But yeah, two. So all that's starting to get cranked up too, you know.
Well, that's what these bass fishermen live for. This is perfect weather for them. They love to be miserable.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I've been miserable all kinds of fishing, but boy, some of the bass ones, some of the most miserable I've ever been was bass fishing.
I bet.
Man, some of them high school tournaments were bad. you got some of them lakes in January and February. They get.
Oh, what was that one you and those kids were fishing a couple of years ago? Was on Lake Livingston.
Lake Livingston. Yeah, we had to quit. No one. My two kids just finally they got in the fetal position and curled up and said, "We're done." And one of them had a true snot sickle. I looked over there and he actually had snot running and it had froze. And it was an actual true snot sickle froze to his nose.
I ain't that mad at him,
man. He had to break it off. And then in the other one, he had rubbed his eye. And I guess, I don't know what happened. He rubbed his eye, and then his eye started watering, his eyelids froze, and he couldn't blink.
That's cold, man.
Yeah.
That's gnarly. What you usually hear about duck hunting, you know, a snot sickle. Somebody running a boat, and you look back, and they look like a walrus. They got two snot sickles.
That's what he had. We were fishing, like trying to fish anyway. It was just, I don't even remember exactly the temperature. It was 20, it was like 28 or something, but it was blowing. It was sleeting.
Right.
Like sleeting, blowing like 20, sleeting and like 28 degrees all at the same time.
All right, boys, I'll pass.
Yeah, when I was young, I
did stupid stuff like that. Nowadays, nah, there's no way I'd do that now.
Yeah, we eased it on back. We eased it on. Once they were both on the bottom of the boat, nobody fishing, we eased it on back to the marina. And I just tied up. I pulled up in a slip there at that marina on Kickapoo Creek where we launched.
Right.
And we went back to the truck and got in the truck, turned the truck on, and we sat in the truck for like 2 hours. And the sun had came out in those 2 hours, and it had warmed up to like 40. And so I said, let's go back. So then we went back and fished the rest of the tournament, and only we caught two keepers, and we went to weigh in because on those high school deals, you got to weigh. If you weigh in anything, it's all about points, you know. So
right.
It doesn't matter. Even if you got one, you got to go to weigh in because you get points.
So you can get your points, so exactly.
You get your points. So we went in with two just to get our points, and we ended up getting like seventh place. We got a top 10
with two fish.
Yeah. Come to find out, like 50 or 60 teams didn't even go out, like never even fished. So it was like, we ended up getting top 10 with two fish.
That'll work. Y'all paid for it, though.
Oh,
you paid the price, man.
Yeah, it was bad. I don't ever want to do that again. I've done it. I can say I did that, and I don't want to do it again.
Man, in 83, when I was young and stupid, man. It was on Christmas Eve, and that's when that big blistering Arctic blast came in, the one Mike Williams wrote the poem about, the winds of Christmas. Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
We were at my mom's house, and my dad made up a pitcher of Bloody Marys, and she's cooking and getting ready for our big Christmas dinner and all that stuff. And this blast is coming in, and we're going, man, this could kill all our fish, and Let's get our licks in here at the last minute. And we put my boat in, and we ran about, from my dad's house down to Dow's Reef, about 3 miles. We slid in there and cut the key off, turned her sideways. It was blowing no less than 35 and gusting to 45. And it was every cast on mirror lures from inside all the way to the outside of the reef. It wouldn't take but about 5 minutes to cut a drift across that huge reef all the way from inside to out. And I'd never seen that many big fish and that big a bite like that ever in my life, still to this day. And those fish were on a death march.
Yeah.
I think they were all headed towards the ship channel, you know, deep water.
Yeah.
We watched that tide drop 4 feet and, maybe 5 hours. I mean, it just blew all the water out of the bay. It was crazy. But boy, that was some kind of bite. I think we made 3 drifts and couldn't take any more and went in. It was awesome.
Yeah, you never know. I mean,
best mirror lure bite I've ever seen in my life. Well, it was too cold to tie anything else on. That's what we all had on when we left the dock. And everybody had different. It didn't even matter. Just throw it out there and just reel it as fast as you could.
Yeah. Didn't matter. Just get it.
Buddy, it was cold. cold. But I was young and stupid then, too. I could take it. My dad didn't like that too much. He said, I've had enough, boys.
I remember when I was, this was probably one of the best trips I ever had, too, that was in saltwater. It was probably close to 20 years ago. It was probably 20 years ago. It was a long time ago. I just started guiding not too long, about 20 years. So it must have been at least 20 years ago. And me and a buddy of mine, it wasn't even a trip. We just decided we wanted to go one day because the fishing was real good the day before. It was a good day before, but a front had blew in. So we get to the dock and we're standing. This is back when we were still mad at them pretty good. And we're standing there and it's blowing and it's cold. And we looked at it and we're like, yeah, let's go. You know, we're going to go. So we put the boat in and we drove out there and froze to death. You know, we get out there, we stopped the boat and we grabbed our rods and both of our rods, the eyelets, you know, were froze. Like you had to break the ice out of the eyelets to cast. So we both looked at each other and we's like, you know what, let's give this about 20, 30 minutes and then it's too much. We're like, let's go in. All right. So we said we'll give it 20, 30. Well, literally they were eating the prop off the boat. I mean, we started fishing once we broke the ice out and you couldn't stop. You couldn't get your worm back. So we said, all right. So we started catching them. We caught them real good for, I don't know, about an hour and straight. And then he said, man, I'm frozen. I said, me too. And he said, well, let's go. I don't even remember what we said. I think it was like five casts. It said, if we make five casts without catching one, well, as soon as we make five casts without catching one, we'll go in. And I kid you not, we fished for 3 hours before we could make five casts without catching one. That's how good it was. I couldn't.
Wow.
For 3 hours straight, we were catching them about every other cast. We couldn't make five without it. We ended up staying out there for like 3 more hours. And it was just.
That's amazing how these fish just go into just meltdown mode.
Yeah, it was like they're eating.
They just, it's like it's their last meal.
Yeah, that's how it was. We finally got back and we were all dead and frozen and hands hurt. I remember
made
going
some
home
memories
and, though. Oh, it was one of the best trips I've ever been on in East Bay.
Well, hang on, Tommy. Let me knock this break out and I'll come back and we'll talk some more about some cold weather fishing. All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, folks, you're listening to the Outdoor Show. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, Tommy, we are back, my friend.
Nice.
We were getting cold.
Nice.
At the break.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty chilly. But yeah, I mean, it should be good next week. It looks kind of like it. You know, Fayette should be. This is the kind of weather I always did real good at Fayette too. When it gets like this.
Yeah, I always think of Fayette County when the weather gets like this.
I know. Some of the best days I've ever had there were weather like this.
Right.
You know, I've had some days that were pretty over there at the discharge when it was cold, just like this. And you get over there and the water temperature still, the heat, you know, steam's coming off of it because the water temperature still warm.
Yeah.
At that discharge. And we had some days a couple years ago over there at that discharge with crankbaits. Weather just like this, and it's ever cast with a crankbait. If you get tired of catching them, you have to take a break and then start back up again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I always think about that.
Yeah, everybody does. That's, I don't know, Bob Green, he's out of pocket this morning. He texted me, and that's why I grabbed you for his segment, too. We could talk it over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this reminds me of, this time of year, Blaine and I, back in the day, when we were younger, we could do all that. We'd get a rip snorter in and blow all the water out. And, I mean, it'd be cold. I remember one night we left from McCullum Park and walked all the way to the HL&P spillway down there, the outfall. And it was just dry land, you know, just a giant sandbar all the way. And we just put our waders on. That's the only kind of warm gear we had to keep them getting wet or anything else. And we walked all the way down
waders.
There. And at night, you get your limit of stripers, limit of reds, and limit of trout. All three, every time, guaranteed, you know, when you had these kind of weather systems. And we'd fish in tight towards where the wall is, where the spillway comes out, and you get your reds, and you move out a little bit deeper into the bay where that gut ran out in the bay, and you get your stripers just at the edge of the darkness, and in the total darkness you get all your trout. Pretty strong.
Wow.
Big fish too, man. I ain't talking about just like what we have now, pencil stuff. It was everything good was the ones. Same size as stripers, the reds, the trout. They were all 28, 30 inch stuff. And some of those stripers you'd catch be 34, 35 inches. Pretty fun. Fun fish to catch on trout tackle.
I like it when you're catching mixed, you know, species kind of like that.
Right.
You know, we've had some days
in our
river.
You couldn't carry it back. I mean, if you strung all of them, there's no way you'd carry those fish all the way back. That's a one-mile hike down there.
Yeah.
And, no way you can carry five giant stripers, three reds, and 10 trout. They're just not going to happen.
No, you can't carry stuff like – I remember, I don't know, it's probably been at least 20 years ago, too. I went with Charlie. One time we went to the surf. We went down to West Bay, you know, walk across like we used to do.
Uh-huh.
And I was with him for some reason that day, probably 20 years ago, and we walked across and caught them pretty good. And then just carrying that stringer – we had trout and reds and everything, carrying them back to the boat from over there. And boy, that was tough.
Yeah.
And that's not even as far as what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's, don't bite off more than you can chew.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you try to carry about 20 fish on a stringer.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's gnarly. You can drag them sometimes, but then they just get all messed up, too.
Well, you figure, you know, five of those stripers would be at least 40 to 50 pounds. Then your three reds, you're looking at 20 plus. So there you're already up to, you know, 65 pounds. And then you put 40 pounds of trout on there with it. I mean,
100-pound
stringers, you can't do it.
No, you can't do it. You just got to throw them back.
Throw them back.
Yep. Man, I did that walk across deal like we used to do in West Bay. I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, that's I remember Charlie and them got caught in it's one of my Troutmaster tournaments in Matagorda. Him and his partner went down and they were fishing West Maddy somewhere on that south side, and they couldn't get out. a norther hit, and the waves were too big. You know how the sandbars and them breakers, they just, there's no way to get out of there. They were parked inside, and they couldn't get the boat out because they would have sunk it.
Yeah.
So they just left it there on the bank and got on the beach and walked all the way back to Matagorda and had somebody come. I think Don came and picked them up. Somebody did.
Yeah, no, I guess not.
Oh, yeah, you're right there.
Yeah. No, the south shoreline of West Matagorda Bay is one of the worst places on earth to be when it's blowing north.
It'll kill you if a norther hits, I promise you.
It's there is not many places worse to be on earth than the south shoreline of West Matagorda Bay.
No way, I'm telling
you. If it's blowing north at 30, you got problems.
Yes.
It's a bad deal. That gets real gnarly over there. I mean, that gets real bad.
It's like the east shoreline of Trinity Bay when a norther hits. If you're over there, I was over there one spring waiting. We had a blue wall come in, and you know, we had a window that morning. But you know, you always get greedy when you're catching big fish, and you push it and you push it. Well, by the time I got back to the boat to go pick my guys up, it was just starting to hit, and I loaded those guys up, and that side of the bay went from dead flat to about 5 or 6 footers in 20 minutes. And if I hadn't been in the boat I'd been in, we'd have sunk. There's no way we'd have made it back to Double Bayou, you know, to Oak Island.
Yeah, went to the bottom.
Oh, it was terrible. And the tide, it pushed the tide up 4 or 5 feet over there. You know, that wall of wind pushing all that big body of water of Trinity Bay over that way, you know, before it all exited the basin.
Yeah.
But, man, it was nasty. Lucky to be alive sometimes. I look back and go, man.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah. There's been times I definitely can name several things I did I shouldn't have done. Just stupid.
Well, that's... You know, these fish go crazy before these systems like that, and it's hard to drive out of them. I mean, it really is.
No, I know.
You're catching 5 and 6 pounders every cast on top waters, and it's hard to tell everybody, hey, we got to go. Hey, look at you like, are you stupid or something?
Yeah, really?
Well, we got to go, boys.
Yep.
Now, speaking of going, I got a guy. I got old Brian Brera hanging on. I'm going to see what's been going on down in his neck of the woods. But, Tommy, if somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and fish with you or do some bass fishing this winter, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, it's time for both. So, I mean, everything's good right now, so we're good to go. They call me. Use the phone's the best way always. If I don't answer, they can text if they want at 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, enjoy the conversation. You take care today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Y'all take it easy.
All right. Have a good one, bud. See you.
Later.
All right. That's Captain Tommy Alexander in Matagorda. All right. Let's run down to South Padre now, right down the coast, and check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Well, I'll say right down the coast. It's hop, skip, and a jump for some. Brian, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, I couldn't be better. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Just, moving around, getting ready for work today.
Yeah.
Got a morning trip, even though, I mean, we're supposed to fish in the morning, but it's been so foggy the past few days that if it's too foggy, we're going to push it back till 9 o'clock or so. Man, yesterday was foggy until noon. Couldn't even see the front of my boat. I had to drive with the GPS yesterday morning.
Well,
the big moon that we've got, boy, the tides are just extremely low.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
So it was kind of a freaky trip.
Real good incoming.
We caught a bunch of trout, and then we started getting rained on, so we came in early. But other than that, it was pretty fun. It was good. And you know, we've been fishing. I mean, I guess it's been almost 2 weeks since we spoke. Been fishing almost every day, and a lot of snook fishing right now. We've been catching a ton of snook, very good numbers of fish, you know, at least 20 fish a day, if not more. You know, we had a couple of 50, 60 fish days.
Ooh, that's good.
And,
you there? What happened, man? South Texas. Jay, see if you can get him back. Have you got him, or did we lose him? We lost something. Well, all right, call him back and see what's up. Anyway, now we'll get back to Brian. We can get him back up. I think that happened last time we talked. That's cell service. I don't know what's going on down that way. Did you get him back, Jace? Okay, let's try that again. All right, Brian, sorry about that. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me? Yep, yeah. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. I was talking to myself for a minute.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing, and I was listening, and you just faded away. Like you did now. Are you there? Oh, man. Talk to me, Jace. Did you lose him again? Golly. Anyway. Well, I don't, you know, that's been the problem with Blaine this season, you know, getting a good quail and deer and dove and all that update from him. It's something going on down there that it's just hard to, the cell signals, it's just not, it's not consistent like it used to be. I don't know what it is. All right, Brian, we'll try that again.
Sorry, buddy. He must have a bad signal going
here today or something.
There
probably
you go.
On my channel.
Yeah, you just got more clear right then. All right.
Anyways, we've been catching a lot of fish. I'll try to talk to you quick before I get cut off again. Shoot. No, we've been catching a lot of fish. We've been catching a lot of snook. It's been great. We must have had over 75 snook the other day, four nice flounder, a bunch of trout, some jack crevels, and one of the flounder, shoot, was over five pounds.
Dang. I saw a picture of that. The lady caught it?
No, this was a young man.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of a different photo then.
Yep. But it was a great fish. I mean, shoot, 5-plus-pound flounder. Of course, we catch them when the season's closed and stuff, so we let them all go. But,
well, we're 10 days away.
Yep. I probably won't see another one until, probably won't catch another one until darn November 15 or something next year.
Yeah, it's going to warm up a little bit, so maybe this will hold them in for a little while longer so all the flounder guys can get their licks in for a little bit.
Yep. I've seen a lot, everybody's prepping. A lot of people are prepping with their gigs and stuff, getting ready. But, we've been doing that. It's been good. We've been fishing them deep. You know, we've been doing some topwater stuff, and mainly just the jacks on topwaters and the trout. The snook seem to have, getting into their wintertime stuff. They're hanging out deep on the bottom.
Right.
And we're throwing big, heavy jigs down at the bottom, doing our usual thing, you know. The other day, like I said, we had caught 75 of them. I think every single one of them was on a 4-inch DOA shrimp, you know, on a jig head. Sitting down on the bottom. And that's been good, you know, but I've been switching it up between, you know, fishing for snook and bay fishing. And on the calm days myself, I go out and tarpon fish after work. And there's a few fish around, but not very many at all. I went and looked yesterday, and I didn't see a single one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look Sunday. It's going to be really calm. Go look Sunday after work and see if I could spot any. But we might be at the end of that already, so which we should be.
What's the latest you've caught tarpon down there?
I took Captain Joey Farah on a tarpon fishing trip, and we caught 160-pound tarpon December 16th, I think, or December 15th.
Right.
And that was maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So December, that's the latest I've ever caught a big migratory tarpon. I have hooked, 40-pounders and stuff.
Sure.
At the East Cut at the tip of the jetties on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago. And that's the latest that I've ever hooked, a big fish, 50-pounder at least, which I'm not sure if that one's migrating or not. But a true migrator, 150-pound fish, was December 15 or 16 was the latest I've ever hooked them. And it was the last time that I did that was in another, El Nino year or whatever, where it was warm.
Yeah.
You know, where we supposedly had a warm year.
Well, that's impressive.
But they said our year was warm this year, too, but we're already starting to get our fronts in, and it's pretty cold. I mean, it's 50-something out there right now. I'm wearing long johns already.
I know. It's been pretty nippy up here, man. Drizzly and rainy and pretty cold, you know, with the north and northeast winds. And you got to put your good gear on. You're going to go fishing right now and spend a whole day at it. I'll tell you that.
Yep. And the snook are really sensitive to that cold weather, too. So I like to go during the middle of the day for the snook. You know, it's kind of a fun time of the season for me. I get to, it's not middle of the day, but I say that, but I fish the middle of the day. So usually 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock until 2 or 3.
Yeah, when it warms up.
The warmest part of the day is when the snook will be the most active. But,
right.
You know, some people just want to get out there early, so. Getting out there at 8 o'clock today. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, thought I lost you again. Yeah, we'll get out there at 8 o'clock today.
It came close, didn't it? I thought it was the third time's a charm, man. All right, Brian. Well, hey, bud, I'm glad we got a conversation in anyway between little hiccups. But if somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you this winter, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure. Give me a call, area code 956-755-9413, or you could visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll be talking to you next week. Sorry about last week, but it was a Thanksgiving takeoff thing, so catch him up, man. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. See you, buddy. Take care. All right. All right, that's Brian Barrera down in South Padre. Time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.